Thank you again, Mr. President, for giving me the floor. Again, on behalf of the EU and its member states, I would like to first thank the chair, Her Excellency Ambassador Giulia Jimene Chonduru, as well as the vice chair, His Excellency Oike Atsuyuki, for skillfully leading us through the eighth session of the Intergovernmental Group of Experts on Financing for Development. It is a well-known fact that this IGU went through many challenges since its inception at UNCTAD 14, in particular in respect to the preparation of individual meetings. This resulted in a visible decline in participation, especially by experts from the capitals, and a disputed value of its outcomes. In light of this, the membership agreed, in the margins of the UNCTAD 15 negotiations, to inject a second life into this IGE by adjusting its terms of reference and review this IGE during UNCTAD 16. We now find ourselves at the start of this mandated review. Considering the agreed assessment criteria and taking a particular account of the observed positive trends over the past years, the EU and its member states would like to offer the following considerations for the impending review process. In terms of membership leadership on identification of topics and guiding questions, we note that there has been a significant improvement, even as more can be done to ensure that this work results in a more focused orientation for each session. In terms of balanced representation of panelists providing a comprehensive consideration of agreed topics, we wish to highlight in particular this last eighth session of the SIG, which was a noteworthy improvement and a considerable shift from past practices. In terms of active involvement of experts from member states, the IG remains confined almost exclusively to the membership delegates based in Geneva. While this allows for important capacity building and passing messages, it greatly limits the possibility to define credible policy recommendations or advance the agenda within the chosen topic. And this brings us to the final assessment criteria, the overall value of this eighth session. We believe the rich presentations and exchanges had real value for the present delegates and possibly their capitals in building their knowledge regarding the chosen topic. However, due to the mentioned shortcomings, the value of negotiated agreed policy recommendations in terms of weighing into relevant processes in other fora remains unconfirmed. The EU and its member states place utmost importance on the issue of financing for development. This is reflected by our constructive engagement in the preparation for the fourth Financing for Development Conference in Seville, as well as by being by far the largest donor of development aid. With this in mind, we call on the rest of the membership to engage in a constructive discussion on how to maximize the impact of this IGE, keeping in mind past experiences, existing limitations, and legitimate concerns of different parties, with the objective of defining a pragmatic and workable solution to be agreed at UNCTAD 16 in Vietnam. Thank you.